Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Ruling coalition parties holding talks to finalize electoral alliance in upcoming local level election. Supreme Court scraps writ filed against provision requiring people's representatives resignations before filing candidacy for local level election. Supreme Court issues interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in office, and Russian forces seize Kremina city in eastern Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The five-party ruling coalition is now holding a meeting at Balotar to finalize electoral alliance in the local level election. The meeting is reported to conclude the issues of local level election preparation strategy and electoral alliance among others within the ruling parties. The Prime Minister's Chief Personal Secretary Bhanu Deva said the meeting would also finalise the sharing of seats for 6 metropolises and 11 sub-metropolises in consensus. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva says conspiracies are being hatched to disintegrate the present five-party alliance. Addressing the establishment anniversary of Nepal Students' Union in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deva claimed the five-party alliance was the need of the time, saying garnering a majority by a single party in the current election system is unlikely. Prime Minister Deva stressed continuing alliances. On the occasion, Congress President Deva promised to transfer leadership to a new generation by the next general convention of the party. CPN Unified Socialist has unveiled its election manifesto for the local level election. Addressing a function at the City Hall in Kathmandu today, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal unveiled the party's election manifesto. In the manifesto, the party has included populist schemes including assurance of providing 200 units of electricity per month to each household. Supreme Court has annulled the writ filed against the proposition of local-level elected officials required to resign from the post before nominating themselves for the upcoming election. Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Podil said the joint bench of justices Tej Bahadur Kesi and Til Prasad Shrestha annulled the writ. Now, as per the election code of conduct, the elected representatives of the local body must resign from their post to nominate for the upcoming elections. The Supreme Court has issued an interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in the office. Hearing on the writ filed by suspended Governor Adhikari, Supreme Court Justice Hari Puyal issued an order asking the government not to take any action against him at present. The Supreme Court has also called both sides on 26th of April to discuss the matter. Governor Adhikari had filed a writ against government yesterday saying the action taken against him was against law. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapliyal has urged the political parties to prioritize women's candidacy in the upcoming local level elections. Speaking at a program organized in Kathmandu today, Chief Election Commissioner Thapliyal reminded that each political party must allocate 50% of the total number of candidacy in the elections. He also said the limitation of election expenditure of the political parties had been fixed to make the local level election economical. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar and Korean envoy to Nepal Park Chung-shuk held a meeting at Ministry of Home Affairs today. On the occasion, Home Minister Khar thanked the Korean government for supporting Nepal in its infrastructure development. He also expressed gratitude to the Korean people, industries and government for providing employment to Nepali citizens. Likewise, Korean envoy Chung-shuk said, "Now Korea would open EPS soon after post-COVID. He also further estimated that about 30,000 Korean tourists would visit Nepal in the upcoming years. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं, सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
सादा खाना 100 रुपियाँ, मटन खाना 200 रुपियाँ। ओए, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र?
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The government has revoked the decision requiring cash payment for honorable visas for foreign tourists. Earlier, the Office of Immigration at the Tribhuvan International Airport had issued a notice asking tourists in need of honorable visas to carry cash of $200. Citing issues with the electronic payment system, the immigration office had asked the tourist to make payments in cash in US dollars. Tribhuvan International Airport Manager Premnath Thakur confirmed the annulment of the previous decision with the installment of Rashtriya Banijya Bank ATM booths at the immigration office. Drinking Water Minister Umakanta Chaudhary has directed the officials to distribute the water of the Melamchi project from the 24th of April to the Kathmandu denizens. Reaching the water processing centre at Sundarizal today, Minister Chaudhary asked the officials to distribute the water on time. After repairing the damaged tunnel and dam, the water of Melamchi River arrived at Sundarizal on Monday evening. You are listening to Read in Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on some international news updates. Russian forces have taken control of the city of Kremina in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk region, its governor said. Serhii Haidai told a news briefing that the Ukrainian troops have withdrawn from the city. He added that Russian forces were attacking on all sides and said authorities were trying to evacuate civilians. Moscow's capture of Kremina appears to mark its first major seizure of territory since launching its new offensive in Donbass. Russia accused the West of trying to prolong the Ukraine conflict by supplying arms to Ukraine. A suspected twin suicide bombing outside a boys' school in the Afghan capital Kabul has killed at least 6 people and wounded 11 others. The blast hit the Abdul Rahim Saeed High School in the Shia-dominated west of the city. The BBC says the number of dead and wounded is likely to rise. A nearby tuition center was also targeted in a grenade attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Islamic State militants had attacked the area in the past. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places in Province 1, Madhes Province and Kandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ruling coalition parties holding talks to finalize electoral alliance in upcoming local level election. Supreme Court scraps writ filed against provision requiring people's representatives' resignations before filing candidacy for local-level election. Supreme Court issues interim order allowing Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Mahaprasad Adhikari to execute his duty in office. And Russian forces seize Kremina city in eastern Ukraine. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.